This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Shao-Yik. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
Hi, I'm Bernard Lee from Kuantan. I'm 70 years of age and I've already gone through my jab.
How has the pandemic affected you?
Well, I think as with everybody else, I think the pandemic has affected everyone's lives, of course, because we don't do the normal things anymore. Of course, we have to follow certain guidelines laid down by the authorities.
And what about the disease itself? Have you been worried about it?
Obviously. I mean, I think everybody should worry about, or for that matter, even be scared of the effects of the pandemic so that everybody will take it seriously, you know?
Yeah.
Because from personal experience also, since the disease started sometime last year, early last year, and sadly, I've had some friends who have been victims of the disease and succumbed to the disease, actually. So I wouldn't say that everybody should be scared, but everybody should be extra careful.
How did you feel about going for the vaccination? You know, was it something that you were looking forward to, or did you have concerns about it?
Actually, it's been over a year now. So you read a lot about it, you listen, you talk to your friends about it, you know. And you also know that all over the world, in many countries, millions of people have done it. The experts say that it is safe and good for you. So I think there was nothing to stop me from going for my vaccination.
What about people around you, though? Were you hearing people who were afraid, who were discouraging you, perhaps?
Well, most of my friends were positive about it. Of course, I have come across some who are a bit hesitant, who would like to wait and see. But there were not many who were negative about it, like, you know.
Tell us about the vaccination day itself. Where did you go for your jab and what was it like?
I had my first jab on the 21st of April. And it was carried out at the Dewan Belia in Kuantan, which is, I think, the youth Dewan Belia, which is a government sports facility. And they gave me an appointment in the afternoon, which is also good in a way because then there were less people. So I think I got the whole process done within an hour, inclusive of the half an hour waiting time, you know, after you have done your jab. And, of course, it's not surprising because everything has been prepared for the for people to come. And I would say it's very systematic. There were many government people there waiting at the counters to advise you and also to usher you from counter to the next counter. Even doctors were there also to, you know, to satisfy any questions that you may have. So I think the whole process was very systematic and done very well.
All right. And the jab itself, how did you feel? And did you have any side effects after that?
I actually didn't feel any effects of it, apart from some slight tenderness around the site of the injection. I could continue with my daily things, you know.
Immediately?
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel it. In the same evening, I could do what I was used to do.
Now, would you have a message to encourage other people, especially older adults who are worried about registering for it? What would be your message to encourage them to register and go for the jab?
Well, you know, being a senior citizen myself, and many of my other friends were also more senior than me, many of them have gone for the jab and they have gone willingly and come back with feeling very happy about it.
Yeah.
And mainly, why I think people should go for the jab is everybody knows now that the disease or the virus can be deadly, you know. Mm-hmm. And here you have a facility which is provided by the government free of charge at that. And with the virus now almost or possibly at our doorstep, why don't we go and take this jab, which is for our own protection? And it is proven safe and will help to protect your lives. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody should go ahead and don't wait. Just go ahead and get your jab done.
That was Bernard Lee. He's 70 years old and he's from Kuantan, and he was sharing his experience getting the COVID-19 vaccination. If you'd like to share his experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from BFM.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. If you are an older adult or if you are taking care of an elderly parent or grandparent, do register for the COVID-19 jab on the MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my. Don't delay. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.